This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Dan Neenan, director for the National Education Center for Agricultural Safety, joins us. And Dan, National Farm Safety and Health Week is coming up the week of September 20th. And the theme this year is Every Farmer Counts.
We picked the theme this year, and talking about, of course, the issue of injuries and fatalities with farmers. Agriculture leads the nation in deaths per 100,000 workers and has for several years in a row. So we want folks to know that every farmer matters, and we want to try to do whatever we can to protect that farmer from injury or a fatality.
And during the week of National Farm Safety and Health Week, you have daily topics of focus.
Monday is tractor safety and rural roadway safety. So to take a little bit of extra time, because the farmers are going to be out there with the harvest, and we'll be out there later into the evening with that. And to always be taking a look before you pass a piece of farm equipment, if there is a farmstead or a farmstead driveway off to your left, but that tractor may be turning. Unfortunately, we have several incidents per year where folks get injured and or killed because they're trying to pass a tractor when the tractor is making a turn into a farmstead. Tuesday is overall farmer health, so talking about farming health injuries and basically your health. Wednesday is always Children's Day or youth in agriculture. Unfortunately, we average about 103 fatalities among youth on our farms every year. Thursday is going to be emergency preparedness, so getting ready for what to do to prepare for, whether it be a natural disaster, whether it be an injury. What are you going to do to be ready? Fire comes to mind, and having a fire extinguisher. And Friday's topic is safety and health for women in ag. Women are playing more of an active role in ag, so we're starting to see the amount of course, women being injured in ag rising up as well.
And if they go to the website, they can also see webinar presentations that will take place.
Every day at lunch, and then on a couple days, there'll be a couple extra webinars that are available. No cost to them. They just need to log on to a Zoom session and be able to take that webinar.
What's that website address?
It's www.necasag, so NECASAG.org.
That is Dan Neenan, director for the National Education Center for Agricultural Safety. He joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.